Hi-ho there. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. You may ask yourself, what am I doing here? Well, you're listening to Luke and Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're going to do.
We're just a couple of talking heads.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you haven't, you should definitely check out the Kermit version of this video. It's fantastic.
I have welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, did not see that coming. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. Luke and Brian. We were talking about the both sidesism that we were bringing up yesterday, and basically the idea that people are living in their own silos. We already know that, but how to unfracture the fractured. So let's see how it's playing out in real life right now. The wonderful Supreme, I keep wanting to say House of Representatives, it's the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Justices question who may return ballots during arguments in Dropbox lawsuit. This is a summary on WisPolitics. And I'm just going to read through it. It's really quick. Several of the Supreme Court's liberal members suggested it was absurd to argue that it's illegal for a spouse or child to place a voter's ballot in the mailbox at the end of their driveway under Wisconsin law.
I don't think it's absurd, I guess, but
let's get to the premise because I want to hear everybody's reaction to this because we go to the extreme so we can understand. I mean, the same thing with science, quantum physics, as well as, you know, the theory of relativity. You go to the extremes to go and try and define what happens in everyday life. So this is the philosophical question that they're posing here. Attorney Rick Essenberg, arguing for the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty during oral arguments yesterday, countered it's simply the strict construction the legislature put into law when it allowed the privilege of voting absentee.
The privilege. Now, voting absentee, or voting apparently, is not a right. It's a privilege, according to Wisconsin Institute.
Or at least voting
for
absentee is a privilege. Because
I mean,
that's what a paternalist...
Voting absentee is voting, and voting is a right. So I'm sorry, but continue.
Well, if you're a paternalistic guy like Rick Essenberg, that's what you say. We'll file a lawsuit through seeking to ban the use of absentee drop boxes and only allow voters to return absentee ballots in person at their clerk's offices or through the mail. A key piece of this suit is the statement in Wisconsin law that absentee ballot envelopes, quote, shall be mailed by the elector or delivered in person to the municipal clerk issuing the ballot or ballots.
So my question,
here's the question, because this is what the actual people who we've elected to go and have these questions talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Rebecca Dallet challenged Essenberg on the definition of a ballot being mailed, arguing that line in state law was constructed in the passive voice and leaves room for alternatives to the elector personally being required to place a ballot in the mail. Fellow liberal Jill Karofsky followed up by asking if Essenberg was suggesting it would be illegal for her to place an absentee ballot into an envelope, address and stamp it, walk to the end of her driveway, and then hand it to her son to place in the mailbox. And here's a quote from Karofsky. I'm sure you can appreciate how absurd that result is. Essenberg countered it wasn't, and a distinction has to be made between what is absurd and what is overly stringent. He compared it to the legislature requiring voters to cast votes at polls themselves and not allowing someone else to fill out the ballot for them. A Waukesha County Circuit Court judge earlier this year ruled state law bars the use of unmanned drop boxes and ballot harvesting, finding only voters can return their ballots. The Supreme Court earlier blocked that ruling from taking effect ahead of February primary, but it allowed it for the April election, throwing some things into question. Still, some clerks argued the ruling didn't apply to them because they weren't parties to the case. The case before the justices also involves whether only allowing an elector to return a ballot in person to a clerk or by personally putting in the mail would violate the rights of those with disabilities who may need assistance returning a ballot.
Well, it's a privilege, according to Essenberg.
Because you're a paternalistic. Mm-hmm. But yesterday's oral argument centered around whether drop boxes are allowed and what the requirements are for a voter to return an absentee ballot either in person or by mail. Several conservatives on the court expressed skepticism over whether state law provides wide latitude over who can return a ballot. Justice Brian Hagedorn asked Charles Curtis, an attorney for the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, whether a local political party could pick up his absentee ballot and return it to the clerk. He asked if that would meet the requirement that an absentee ballot be delivered in person to a municipal clerk. Curtis answered he believed that would be legal so long as the ballot had been sealed in an envelope and wasn't tampered with. That prompted conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley to challenge Curtis. Here's a quote. Every dictionary that I consulted for the definition of an in-person said it means by oneself or something similar. So how can it be that somebody other than the elector can deliver the ballot in accordance with the statute? Like, it's like if you mailed it with a mail person picking it up and that's another person delivering it to the... Oh, that's right. Curtis conceded state law doesn't expressly authorize an agent to return an absentee ballot. Now, a couple things here. Go for it, please.
My first question would lead to if I return my absentee ballot to somebody in the clerk's office that it is not the clerk themselves, is that a violation of state law?
Or a representative of the clerk? Because the clause didn't say there's a representative of the clerk. There's no
right,
phrase there.
Exactly. So you can't. Unless I personally hand it to my clerk, are you telling me that I'm breaking the law? Is it like I don't understand. And still, even if you want to apply that argument then, Brian, if I went and placed it in an absentee ballot drop box that is locked, that nobody else can access but the clerk, how is that not me turning it in person to the clerk? It just makes it more accessible for people that aren't working the hours that the clerk's office is open to be able to vote. Oh, wait, that's getting back to the point that Rick Essenberg doesn't want more people to vote. It's a privilege, according to him, not a right.
Again, if you're going to go and tell me that you can't have absentee ballot drop boxes, show me where the fraud is.
They can't.
Show me how
the
fraud works.
They just don't want you to have it, Brian.
Show me how it works if somebody has sealed their envelope. Are you saying the ballot is illegal?
The ability to do it. No,
are you saying the vote wasn't cast properly? Are you saying the person voted improperly besides the way it was turned in? If you trip on the way to turning your voting in person, is that illegal now? Like, you know, these are arbitrary crap rules. And again, it disenfranchises more people than it actually enfranchises. And rather than telling, can you even show me how theoretically the fraud would work? Theoretically.
No.
I'm not asking for concrete examples because clearly it's so amazingly easy to do. You can just do it. But if it's so easy to do, what is it? How does it work? Can you explain that to me?
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're trying to do some of the explaining. Stay tuned, but give us a call. We'll be right back.